Time for a visit with Dial-A-Doc, and that takes us to FHN. And today's subject is podiatry and foot care at FHN. And joining us now, Dr. Roshan. Good morning, Doctor. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us. Kind of a unseasonably cool day for May. Probably not a lot of people out there barefoot. We'll get to that in a moment, Doctor. But being a doctor of podiatry, most people know that that means foot doctor. But what all different kinds of foot-related conditions do you treat?
Well, as a podiatrist, my practice covers everything related to the foot and ankle, including injuries. So if somebody comes in with an ankle fracture, bunion, if they have a torn ligament, we treat all kinds of those elective and sustainable injuries. We also treat a host of wounds. So my practice encompasses all of that. And FHN is an excellent place to get that care provided.
I'm kind of assuming most people kind of take their feet for granted until they have a problem, but they can play an important part in our overall health for sure. And what's one of the biggest mistakes you think that people make in taking care of their feet?
You know, that's an excellent point. When it comes to foot care, people are basically out of sight, out of mind. And like you said, they don't realize until they have a problem. Most patients, when I see them, I always remind them that, you know, these are the only pair of feet you got, and we don't have foot transplants yet. So make sure you're taking very good care of them. Make sure that if you have any cuts, bruises, anything like that, that, you know, you get those things checked out. These small problems can really lead to other issues if they're ignored for too long. There are simple problems that people, you know, could come in for, you know, rather than treating them at home and letting an infection brew there, such as ingrown toenails, a simple example. People sit there in the bathroom and try to dig them out rather than just, you know, give us a call. We'd be happy to take care of it, you know, rather than you suffering for it for a few weeks and then coming in.
And I, you know, for sure, doing something like that, you want a nice, clean, healthy tools and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if
you always
get that at home. As people age, Doctor, do feet kind of flatten out and get wider, and do more problems occur in the feet as people age?
Definitely with our geriatric patients, there's, you know, a host of issues that specifically are related to those. So we always welcome them into the clinic. You know, one of the things that happens along with the, you know, your depressing arches and flattening out the feet is that as we go on to the later part of life, people start losing the fat pad and their feet plant differently. So we want to make sure that they're supported well and that they have the proper support on the bottom of their feet that they need so they're not in pain. And more importantly, they don't incur injuries.
And I would imagine with some type of foot problems that if people start favoring maybe one leg over the other, that can kind of go right up your body to your hips and
absolutely.
Your back, knees.
Absolutely, absolutely. So injuries like that are very important to get treated early on rather than you start compensating. And like you said, anything on the bottom always works its way up. So if you have an injury on your foot, you start compensating by, you know, leaning on one side, you start getting hip pain, you may start getting back pain, and it could be a simple fix. And so, you know, for all those reasons, you want it to come in, get it checked out. Maybe it's a fracture, maybe it's nothing, maybe you just need, you know, you need it to treat it simply, and we can definitely take care of something like that.
What kind of problems should people contact a healthcare provider to help handle?
You know, there's a host of simple issues such as warts. You know, these are things that people ignore. They try to treat them over the counter. Come in, because warts are one of those easily treated, let me take that back. They're difficult to treat because most patients come so later in the game, but they're highly contagious and they're, you know, we can treat them. But there's a host of other issues that patients can come in with. We talked about ingrown toenails. There are elective issues such as bunions, hammer toes. You know, pain in any kind of way with your foot and ankle is something that we treat, and they can come in for any of those related issues.
Do you find that some foot issues are hereditary?
You know, when it comes to bunions, that would be one. Flat feet can, you know, be another. A lot of patients come in with the thought that ingrown toenails are actually hereditary, and, you know, they are not. Most often they're usually due to trauma, improper shoe gear, and things like that. But, you know, yes, there are issues that are hereditary. Patients with, you know, a family history of diabetes may have, you know, loss of sensation in their feet that they may not be realizing. So that would be another issue that could be hereditary.
I think you've probably covered some of these, but there might be some that you want to add, Doctor. What types of foot care are provided by FHN?
FHN treats a host of foot and ankle related issues. We treat both elective and incidental issues, such as any kind of foot injuries that you can have with broken toes, you know, lacerations to the foot, anything like that. In addition to, we also do elective surgeries. You know, we treat Haglund deformities, which are bumps in the back of the foot, where the Achilles tendon, the strongest tendon in your body, comes in. There's also a host of issues with the bottom of your foot with plantar fasciitis. You know, there's conservative and non-conservative ways of treating these things, and FHN is an excellent source to be able to do those. We also have an excellent center of wound healing. So patients who are diabetic and non-diabetic, if you have a wound, please come in. We could be an excellent source for you to get that wound healed up and quickly and efficiently.
And you took the next question right out of my mouth, the diabetic foot care.
Yes.
What about sometimes athletes, maybe runners or soccer players, might break a toe and it's, you know, it's obvious that it's still nice and straight. Are there things you can do for a broken toe, or is that like a rib, it just has to heal on its own?
Most often things like that can be treated conservatively. So we can be splinting the toe, but we do really recommend to get it evaluated so we can get an x-ray on it and see if it truly aligns. Because something like that, if it goes missed, later on in life, you'll get that crooked toe. You've seen patients that come in with, oh, what happened? Oh, I had an old injury from football. I had an old injury from soccer. And things like that could have been avoided had they gotten it treated properly when it first occurred.
All right. Lots of folks may be thinking, maybe not so much today, but one of these days we're going to be in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Oh, hopefully.
Going barefoot soon. I'm guessing I know your answer, but is that a good idea?
Well, being a podiatrist, I can't endorse going barefoot. I would recommend that people always protect their feet. You know, running, you know, along your house, if you have children, you know that there's Legos or something that you can step on. It doesn't feel so great. But when you're outside, you really don't know what you're stepping on. It could be a piece of glass, a piece of nail, or anything running up your driveway. So I definitely recommend keep some protective layer between you and the bottom of the ground. In addition, should you get any of those injuries, definitely get it evaluated. Make sure that, you know, your tetanus is up to date and things like that so that you can avoid much more complicated issues.
All right. And I'm guessing a lot of people like to take their shoes off in the house and keep the carpet nice and clean. You suggest that instead of stocking feet, that they'd wear slippers?
In the house, you know, definitely if you are a patient with any kind of neuropathy, which is loss of sensation, if you feel like, hey, I got some numbness and tingling, for those patients, definitely. In addition to those of us that don't have those issues, you know, it's not a bad idea to keep a nice pair of clean sandals that you can wear around the house so you can avoid if, you know, if something fell on the ground and you feel like I cleaned up the glass, but there might be a little tiny piece. You can avoid issues just by wearing that pair of slippers.
There's a lot of weekend warriors out there that work all week, and then on the weekend they do all kinds of activity. Is there some things that people should be conscious of avoiding when they're doing that to take care of their feet when they're working them a little harder?
Sure. You know, speaking on weekend warriors, I just had a patient recently who started CrossFit. And this is a patient that, you know, a weekend warrior who didn't really work out and decided that I would start CrossFit and ended up injuring her plantar fascia. I mentioned earlier that the plantar fascia is the ligament on the bottom of the foot. It helps support the arch. And once that ligament gets injured, you're basically out for a while until it heals itself. So I would recommend that patients understand that just like a car needs to be kind of warmed up, that they warm up their bodies and not just, you know, go off the bat and become a weekend warrior, kind of work up that endurance and that agility.
Great answer. Several podiatrists at FHN. Can you tell us about your colleagues?
Oh, they're a bunch of wonderful guys. We have Mr. Roland Tolliver, sorry, Dr. Tolliver, who's been a part of Freeport for the past 30 years. He's, you know, settled roots here. His family grew up here. And so I think the FHN community and Freeport in large is well aware of Dr. Tolliver's contributions, both within FHN and outside as a member of the community. There is Dr. Richard Bell, who also, as myself, is a young physician. You know, we came out here, and he also is settling his family here, and both of them are excellent physicians as well as excellent surgeons.
If people have questions, Dr. Sean, or concerns about their feet, where can they find out more?
You know, Google is an excellent source to find information, and one of the excellent uses of Google could be Googling FHN and finding out if they can come and see one of us, or if they should have a wound, they can also look up the Center for Wound Healing. and meet one of the excellent providers and nursing staff there.
We've been talking with Dr. Roshan, podiatrist at FHN, and I threw a number of extra questions at you, Doctor. Thank you. You did a very nice interview. Very interesting talking with you. Have a fabulous summer. I'm guessing you won't go barefoot, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, wonderful. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Keep those feet safe. Yes, right on. Take care of your feet, and they'll take care of you as you get older. We're at 7:45. That's Dial a Doc. This is WBGR, Big FM 93.7, The Morning Mess.